Ready? At this point, I look for a motion to reopen the city council meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to reopen the city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll move on to our employee wages, health insurance coverage.
Who did that? Who made the motion to close the meeting? Move to close the closed meeting for employee evaluations. Anybody recall?
I second it.
Okay, thank you.
Are we ready? All right. Regions. Basically, they're listed here. What Jeremy's getting for salary per month. And basically, the hourly rate for Greg. It's suggested, I guess, 3%. I guess in years past, we've kind of looked at the whole package deal as to what benefits are offered, what they cost the city per month, which is all money, and the upgrade. So I guess looking for some input here in council, I guess as you can see here, Greg's is going for his insurance from 15.5 and up to 15.6 to 16.7. So that's a $1,185 a month increase.
Okay. Well, it increases to 1185.
What am I reading this one?
No.
No, that's right.
And then Jeremy. Now, that 1185.06, that's at the $2,500 deductible level?
Correct. Correct. Correct.
And we currently, what's the current, I forget, is it 3,000 or is it 2,500, the current deductible?
It's 45 now. 45. It went up.
But
it
I mean,
was 4.
But the amount that the city's paying?
25.
25.
25. The okay. Deductible was 4.
But it's going up to 45.
But now it's going to 45. Okay.
So basically even with the,
so based on these numbers, Jeremy, if I'm reading these correctly, if the increase in benefit, not wages, but just increase in benefit for Greg will be 9%, give or take my little points, and then for you it'll be 6%, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And so if we give you a 3% salary raise, then Greg gets up to 12% and you're up to 9. Is that correct?
If you throw the percentages in that way, it's if you look at total Jeremy and it says 5.25, and you look at monthly and it's 6%, and look at Greg, I mean,
it all depends how
you
look at
the percentages.
You can look at it so many ways that.
Well, I mean, you would get a 6% increase in your health insurance, for instance, plus you would get a 3% raise in your salary if. What we're talking about, right?
Well, that's what's proposed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, okay, yeah. Looking,
and Greg would be 9 and 9, okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm on the same page.
Yeah. I don't personally think that just because Greg's health care is going up 9%, Jeremy's is going up 6, that they shouldn't get a raise. I think that's convoluted thinking. And I'm not saying that anybody... that anybody's saying that, but I think that's, I'm just throwing that out, so that people know where I'm at, is that just because you get a healthcare, you know, healthcare is going to cost us more, that doesn't mean that you should necessarily suffer on the other side.
Well, the alternative
still
is
dollars.
To pay for the healthcare premiums.
It's still a benefit. It's not suffering.
Yeah.
So then, Chris, do you want to do each one and then do the summarizing then when we do each employee from the evaluations? Do you want to make a statement at that time?
Yeah, we can do that.
So does that new lady get a raise that's just started?
It'd be at her 6 month. And then, so it'd be at her 6 month next year.
So she doesn't get one for the first year?
No.
Okay.
No, and then she'll fall into the November.
And then she'll fall into the November.
Next
right,
year.
For the next year, correct.
Well, a thought for the council here to ponder in that. I know we've been stepping the deductible back 500 every year, but since the deductible went up 500 from 4,000 to 4,500, we kind of achieve it without getting it because now the employees are on the hook for that amount that we were looking for them to be on the hook for.
Right. The insurance company did it themselves.
Yeah. And so, and Jeremy, if you can run the other numbers for me quickly, what would be the total dollar value increase if the 3% raise was given to you and to Greg? So basically the increase in the benefit to the insurance would almost equal, when we're looking at our budget, you know, we levied for 11 and change. The healthcare part is going to be roughly of 1% of that. Comes to about almost $3,200 for the increase in health.
So. For both of them?
For both of them combined, okay. Yeah.
3% on Jeremy's salary, did that come out to about $144.90?
Do you want it by month or?
Just total. For the year.
All right, so 3% for me would be $17,038.75. And Greg, it would be 60 cents an hour, so equals that times 40 times 52, would be $1,372.80.
Okay. So roughly combined between the total of them, of that levy that we increased or proposed.
That's a percentage.
Right, but it's 1% equals 41 and change, roughly. So if you put the two of these together, we're looking at about a 1.5% of that levy is going to be consumed by this proposal. Yeah, benefit increases. If we move forward. The only reason I bring it up is just so as we're kind of wrapping our arms around all these different things we've been talking about, you know, we've been talking about increasing the budget for the hall. We've been talking about increasing the budget for the on-call pay. We've been talking about increasing the budget for the lawyer fees and all these other things, just breaking down the percentages. So if in the end of the day we go to 11%, you can break down the percentages to tell people, okay, all that 11%, 1.5 was to wage increase. A little over 1 and change was to helping the fire department out, and then
70%.
So yeah, 4% was to, you know, this and that. So just we can break it down that way is all why I bring it up. So any thoughts, anyway?
Well, you're the financial wizard. Jeremy knows what the city finances are. He's been dealing with this for 19 years. So whatever the two of you agree upon to come up with, I'm for.
Up to you guys, not me.
No. I'd look at a 1.5% raise in salary.
For both, or one, or two?
For both.
Both, okay.
That's just the way I was figuring here.
And the other part for council to think about, I know Jeremy's going to figure out this number or not, but at least for Greg, we know once he gets to Class C, he'll go up a dollar, which would be more than the 1.5%.
Exactly.
Greg, do you know, for that test, for your Class C now, you started in October. So would you be eligible in October 2016, because that'll be your 3 years? Or would it have to be, like, when you started under supervision of Kurt, which he started, like, in February?
I don't know.
Okay, that's something we'll have to...
Is
Kurt coming tomorrow? If you could run that by him.
When we had that other outfit, Jeremy, and they were supervising Greg, could it go back to that point?
Well, I guess my question is, were they really, I don't know, I guess you could say they were helping Greg.
Well,
they were. They didn't
really
for me, but.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we could hoop it up by 3 or 4 months, yeah.
Right. No, I agree.
So, just food for, I mean, if that's another potential, I mean, then, again, for the budget. I mean, granted, only impact 2016 for 2 months, but it's still going to impact the budget a little bit. So I'm hearing percentages rolling around, but what's the group thinking? I mean, it's the five of us making this decision. It's not... We like the input from the employees, but we're the employer.
Like I said, I'm going to defer to you and Jeremy because you know numbers an awful lot better than I do.
Well, I don't think you put Jeremy in this equation. You put the five and the four and me in it.
I'm just saying what I think, you know, and then we all have to get together and come to a consensus.
I'll just start here and work around that. We got Councilman Odom's, your thoughts there, Steve.
All I've heard so far is money floating out all over the place, and I don't think we should cut any wages short or anything, but insurance has sure went up. So short and long, but I'm looking at 1% for each one plus the insurance.
Okay. Mayor?
I threw numbers together, and I come up with 1.5%. Basically, for Jeremy, I give him roughly $970 a year more, and comes out to $73, you know, a month. And for Greg, it's $686.35. So basically, still absorbs another $500 deductible. You know, so they're not going backwards. Plus insurance.
Bob. That brings them up quite a bit.
Bob?
I have no problem with 3% for them and just paying and just going for both of them and then going with the insurance, but I do believe at some point in time, and I'm probably for 2017, I do believe, and I hate to say this to you guys, but I think that the city employees are going to have to start paying more of the actual health insurance premiums by themselves. The city is very generous with what it gives them. Most employers, I mean, don't come near to what the municipalities actually pay for. Again, like I said, I do think at some point in the future that they may have to start paying some of the health insurance by themselves. But for this year, go with what we have and then give them 3% raises. That's kind of the way I feel.
Well, let me just throw in what I, with your 3%, I think that would be one of the percentages, as if you're talking that they're contributing more to their insurance. You know what I mean? See, then that 3% will help offset some of that increase if the city so chooses that they're paying more of their insurance. Whereas right now, either the 1% or the 1.5%, it's still that buffer where they're still ahead some. And they do have the benefits. Because after a while, you know, if you want to give them the 3 now, which what's your opinion, then once it comes, if we change the policy for their insurance, what they're responsible for, then that 3% is going to, how should I say, it's going to mean more.
No. It wouldn't be out of line. But being
you get to see my thought process?
The 3% would help cover a little of their insurance premium. Now the 1 or 1.5, they don't really have anything that way, other than
I understand where you're coming from, but I do believe that most of the time, for the most part, cost of living increases are well above 3 or 4%. So I really don't even think a 3% raise is actually out of line, but that's just my opinion. I mean, it may be because of what with the insurance company. I understand what you're talking about, Mr. Mayor, but like I said, the cost of living is going up as well as health insurance and everything else, so it's just kind of one of those things.
Well, cost of living includes health insurance.
Exactly, yeah, that's part of it, exactly.
You know, so,
but not for the municipal employees.
No, but that's why I'm saying that's in my thought process. Difference because their cost of living is
a little less than somebody else's because they have because they don't have to pay the health insurance. I get you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a minute of time during when city employees didn't get a raise?
We did do freezes.
There was,
but it was tight.
Yep.
We had a couple years. We did freezes.
Yep.
But the insurance system.
Right. So last year didn't do raises, but insurance went up substantially. So.
Yeah, 24%.
Yeah. So.
And you guys even kind of talked about that.
Right.
Yous will be
happy with
satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no issues there.
It's still money, whichever way you look at it.
Yeah.
At 1.5%, say take Jeremy for example, what would his monthly raise?
1.5%, then it would be it'd work out to $869 a year, $72.45 a month for me, $686.40 for Greg a year, and $57.20.
So basically the increase, if you take the increase in the insurance premium, add it to that increase of 1.5%, we're really only hitting the budget right around that 1% mark. The benefit that Greg will have is that he knows he's got a dollar increase coming once he passes the Class C, whether that's in October or February of 2017.
Any more thoughts? This is the
time. I think that $9,000 it's increase that's been proposed for the attorney. I think that would be better spent on our employees and on our fire department.
And maybe you ought to shut up and shut down your website.
And change it.
Sir, I'm just saying I'm proposing.
Well,
that's a good thought, but we ain't talking about that right now. We're talking about we're going to get this done so we can get
it. That's what I'm trying to say is that, you know, that then
right.
That would reduce the amount of increase in the tax base and would take care of Jeremy, would take care of Greg, and would take care of the fire department. What's more important than that?
I guess the only real solution to get that is you walk out that door and resign.
Yeah, if you'd stop costing us all these legal fees with all your antics and your website and your crap, we wouldn't have to worry about it now, would we? You still take no responsibility. You're just unbelievable. Because that was the next thing you were going to say, this isn't my fault!
Would you find him out of order, please?
Well,
I'm looking out for the fire department, I'm looking out for Greg, and I'm looking out for Jeremy.
You're looking out for yourself. Self-aggrandizement is your only agenda.
Enough now. We'll move on and get this done here for our wages and health insurance.
The only person you look out for is Dick Odoms. No one else.
Mayor?
You done, Bob?
No, but,
I know, but
I'll tone it down. Yes.
Okay. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Mr. Mayor.
So, you got some thoughts here? I guess we look for a motion.
So, with the raise and everything, it should be about a 1% tax increase.
With the 1.5,
yes.
What you're talking
with
about?
Your insurance.
I think I'm going to make a motion at 1.5% pay raise. Okay.
I guess I'll look for a second.
Do you want to state
second.
That? I'll state that as for both employees.
I was just going to
say.
Or one or the other. Yeah, we'll say 1.5% pay raise for Greg, city worker, or maintenance man, and Jeremy Greenhagen, city clerk treasurer.
Effective?
Second.
January 1st.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. To grant Greg and Jeremy 1.5% wage increase to commence on January 1st, 2016. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Carried.
I'll move to approve the benefits or health care benefits for 2017.
Seconded.
As presented.
Motion made and seconded to approve the health care benefits as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. I've one thing here with the season is coming up. When Miller's do the streets, do we want all the salt again? So we don't have this da-da-da.
That's what we agreed to last year.
I'm just reassuring that we're on the same page if that's what we want. Because we'll probably get asked if Greg or I or whoever you...
Every year it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
So. We don't need a motion? No?
No.
No. Okay.
And
well,
is that
for information?
At the intersections or the whole street?
Pretty much the main...
We've mainly done intersection and then kind of keep the main road open. As
well, maybe be like Brad.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
like the main road.
Probably Jacob. Otherwise, back streets and stuff, probably. Just maybe by the stop signs. Other than that, anything else for the...
Mayor, if I could just interject one thing. I know this should not need to be said, but unfortunately it does need to be brought to light just one more time as people we leave out of here today and that. We just had a closed session. Nothing in that closed session...
Please.
Is to be able to be disseminated intentionally or unintentionally in any way. Whether you mean to do it or not do it, you can't be doing it. It's private data. And if you do it, you are violating the open meeting law and you also put the city at risk. So hopefully...
As well as yourself.
So I mean, just hopefully we can get past that. I mean, that's what's led us to $24,000 in legal fees.
Thanks for the info. A reminder of other words. Anything else? All right, I look for a motion.
So be it.
There's a second.
Sure.
Motion made and second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. What did Dennis buy?